me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, often called Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi understood that part of the Torah, the oral Torah, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, which was given to us at Har Sinai, together with the written Torah, the Torah Shebichtav, that oral Torah, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, that was being passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation by mouth, that it was time to organize all the opinions and write it down. Because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was worried that people were going to forget the teachings of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's exactly what he did. He loved teaching Torah to his Talmidim, to his students, in the Beit Midrash. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did not like the smell of garlic. Now, garlic has a very strong flavor, and the seasoning in food can really make a food taste quite delicious. But the smell of garlic, not so pleasant. I don't like the smell of garlic too much myself. One day when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was teaching his students, he was smelling the garlic, and the smell was so strong that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, "Can whoever ate or is eating the garlic please walk out? The smell is really strong." And Rabbi Chia, one of the very outstanding students in the Beit Midrash, stood up and walked out. Now, that was a little shocking, a little surprising, because Rabbi Chia would definitely not come into class, into the Beit Midrash, with garlic in his mouth or having just eaten it. He knew that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did not like garlic. He walked out. And then the next student stood up and walked out. And then a third student stood up and walked out. And a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth, and a seventh, until there were only two people left in the Beit Midrash. It was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his son, Rabbi Shimon. They were the only ones left. All the students left class. The next day, Rabbi Shimon saw Rabbi Chia, and he said to him, "My father was so upset. He felt so badly. All the students left class, and he wasn't able to teach Torah because all of the students left." "What's going on, Rabbi Chia? I know you weren't the one that ate the garlic. What were you thinking? Tell me the story." And Rabbi Chia said, "I didn't want to embarrass whoever the person was who ate the garlic. So I figured that I would stand up and walk out. And then other people would stand up and walk out. And then whoever had the garlic, he would just stand up along with everybody else and nobody would notice he ate the garlic. I would rather people suspect me of coming into the Beit Midrash with the garlic. I would rather, wow, even stop the study of Torah to save another person from being embarrassed." Rabbi Chia valued Torah greatly. For him to have the learning of Torah interrupted in order to not embarrass another person teaches us just how important it is to take other people's feelings into consideration and not embarrass them. He was willing for people to think it was him. He was willing for everybody to pile out of class to not embarrass another person. person. All those other students had gotten up because they knew that it wasn't Rabbi Chiya. And amongst all those other students, the student who also ate the garlic was saved from embarrassment. In this week's Parsha, Yosef asks everybody who's Egyptian to leave the room. Vayikra, hotziu cholish me'alai. He made sure that all the Egyptians left the room before Yosef cried and said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai. Why did Yosef ask all of the Egyptians to leave the room? Rashi explains that Yosef did not want them to hear the conversation between he and his brothers when they spoke about selling him. He didn't want his brothers to be embarrassed, even though Yosef was mistreated by his brothers. Even though he was sold by his brothers, he cared so much about their feelings that he didn't want them to be embarrassed. And not only that, afterwards, Yosef says, Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai. His brothers were petrified. What's going to happen? What is he going to do to us? And he calls his brothers to come very close. Even people in the outside rooms, he had already asked them to leave, wouldn't be able to hear this. He was being very careful when he says, I am Yosef, who you sold to Mitzrayim. Ani Yosef achichem, asher machartem oti Mitzrayma. I am your brother. And he says, don't worry. Don't be upset. Al teyatzvu va'al yichar be'enechem ki machartem oti. Don't worry that you sold me. It was all meant to be. Hashem wanted it that way. Now I'm here and I'm able to help everybody have food. Don't worry. Yosef HaTzadik is so caring about his brothers' feelings and not embarrassing them that he asked all the Egyptians to leave. He called his brothers close. And of course, afterwards, made sure to let them know that he wasn't angry at them for what they had did, that everything comes from Hashem. If Yosef, under those circumstances, was so caring of his brother's feelings, and Rabbi Chiya was so caring of the feelings of the student who ate the garlic, let us go out of our way to not embarrass other people. If a friend during recess trips over a ball, or someone in class doesn't know the answer, let's think so hard of all the different things we can say and do to make sure that we never embarrass another person. Shabbat Shalom.